You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have Lillian Hanley on the line. So Lillian is live outside Nikki Rati's house in Glen Innes. Hi, Lillian.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So just for people who don't know, who is Nikki?
Nikki is a queer from Glen Innes who has lived in her state home in that community for 21 years. And recently she was given an eviction notice along with a number of people in that community who are being removed from their home as part of the Tāmaki Regeneration companies who have taken over ownership of 2,800 state homes from the government. Their sort of redevelopment program has been to remove a number of families from their homes so that they can be demolished and rebuilt. Problem is that this has been going on for about 5 years, and now in the community there is just a huge number of empty properties and nothing is really being done. So it's an issue of land banking pretty much to gain that kind of profit. But Nikki is a woman who has taken up the fight because she wants to stay in her home, basically, and that's what she is asking for. So she has occupied her home since that 90-day eviction notice ran out.
And so why are people gathered outside her house today specifically?
So this is a process that sort of started in January. So that 90-day eviction notice started in January. The 90-day eviction notice ran out in January, and the first occupation started then. And so a number of people gathered to stay at her house and support and basically say that we're not going to leave. Now, what happened with that was that the company applied for a possession order before the 90-day eviction notice actually ran out, which isn't the proper procedure. So they had a hearing in January, which basically said that wasn't the proper procedure and that therefore it wasn't allowed, basically. So they had another hearing earlier this week where we thought that it was understood that they would be either granted the possession order or not at that day, and so earlier this week the occupation started again. But from that hearing it was decided that they would make a decision at the end of the week. And so yesterday the Ministry of Justice was contacted by somebody in the Tāmaki Housing Group, which is the group fighting the Tāmaki redevelopment. And it was made clear to them that a decision has been made, but nobody has notified Nikki as of yet. So today the call out went for people to come and occupy again, and so there's a number of people here basically waiting for that decision to be announced.
Right, and so what happens either way? What happens if the adjudicator rules in favour of Nikki? What happens if they rule against
her?
Well,
essentially at this point it seems that it's unlikely that this battle will be won in the courts, because I mean it's quite if it was a sort of isolated case perhaps they may have been more lenient, but it's a wider systemic issue that's actually going on, and that's partly also why Nikki is making this stand, so that all people can actually stay in these homes that were given to them as homes for life. But the idea with this decision is basically that either the possession order will be granted or not, but it is highly likely that the possession order will be granted, and basically it's a matter of deciding whether they will come and remove her today or they will give her time to sort her things, I suppose.
Right, and so the people that are there today, what's it kind of like there at the moment?
It's calm, but it's that feeling of a calm before a storm. I think people are feeling quite unnerved because they aren't sure what is happening, and because this is sort of being dragged out a little, and it can be quite distressing, especially if this is, you know, your home and you don't know what is going to happen by the end of the day. It's quite distressing. But there is a lot of people here and there's a lot of support, I think, for Nikki. So that's been really, really important. The only sort of police presence at the moment, there's some sort of cops around the corner, but the main thing has been the cop helicopter kind of circling every half an hour or so. So other than that, it's all quite chill.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to just wait and see what happens.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.